Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McGlam. And by the way, for the new listeners out there, there's always new listeners. Our two police and military associations up in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, represents literally thousands of police and soldiers that love God, love the Lord Jesus Christ, and love freedom. They love this constitutional republic we're supposed to be under, and they hate this socialist democracy that we're presently being put under. So just want to let you know that. We were talking about good old Smith & Wesson, one of the greatest and actually the largest, one of the largest gun makers in the world. A lot of cops like Smith & Wesson and have used their guns for years and years. And so, anyway, that was my favorite for all my years on the force. And want to encourage you to get out now before more and more restrictions come on you purchasing firearms. And get weaponry for your home and your family, and get ammunition put aside for each of those weapons. We'll discuss here in just a minute what kind of weapons are good to have. Wanted you to know that tremendous growth in sales of guns is going on. This means people are waking up and they're realizing something's wrong, folks. This just doesn't grow 11% because there's more deer hunters out there. People want to shoot Bambi or rabbit shooters or something like that. Something's going on. And I think it's the American people are waking up, praise the Lord, for programs like, or networks like Republic Broadcasting Network and all of you folks out there handing out information and telling them to dial into Republic Broadcasting Network on the web or in different ways, and handing out materials, speaking up, having meetings and so forth, because all of it works together for good, as it says in the Holy Bible, for those that love the Lord. And so gun sales are up, which means that that's exciting for all of us here that know that it is so important for all of us to be well-armed today. There's people that want to take your right away from you, God-given right to be armed and protect, be able to protect your family and your country. And so go out and get those weapons today. Now, I will tell you this. If there's any way possible for you to buy weapons without going through registration, do it. Because it is not unlawful most places in America today to buy a weapon off a private party, an individual that's selling his guns or her guns. You can buy them many times. They're in the newspaper. They're in magazines. You can go to gun shows, and there are booths there of private citizens selling their weaponry. There is also people walking around with rifles over their shoulder with prices on them and all, and it's a good place to buy weapons because it does not have to be registered with the federal government. The only reason the federal government is requiring registration of weapons when you buy new weapons is for confiscation purposes. That's the only reason. It is not to stop crime, because Lord knows the system is set up today to cause more crime, and it is working. You know, the judges are turning hardened criminals out, murderers and rapists and everybody, and child molesters all the time, so that they can create more crime, create more chaos in society. So it has nothing to do at all with stopping crime that they want to register all the weapons. They want to take them from you because they're going to be doing things to you and your family in the near future that you're not going to like. And so anyway, if you have weapons in your home, this is good, but be sure and have enough ammunition for each weapon. At least 500 rounds for each weapon that you have is a minimum, okay? Let's talk about just a minute what you should have and what you should not have. I like to talk about the good things first, and so we'll list what you should have. For each member of your family that's old enough to shoot a weapon, and my goodness gracious, I started shooting a .22 rifle, I think, when I was 10. I think that was probably the age. I didn't have a father growing up, but I had a granddaddy, an old cowboy, cowpuncher, who helped what he could to raise me. My mother raised three of us kids by herself. But my grandpappy used to take me up to his farm in Pennsylvania. I grew up in Washington, D.C., in Arlington, Virginia, and he had an old .22 rifle and taught me to shoot at tin cans up there to shoot at rabbits and get rabbits for the stew pot. And so I was 10 or 11 years old when I learned how to shoot, and that's a good time to get your kids out and start teaching them how to shoot a .22 rifle. And it's a lot of fun. If you've done it, you know what I mean. Shoot, we would pack a lunch and sit and take collapsible tables, and we'd take tables and chairs, and we'd eat lunch, and we'd shoot a while, and we'd drink pop, and just have a great day out there learning to shoot your weapons well and learning how to clean them well and how to handle them safely. And this has been going on for hundreds of years in America, in American families, and it should continue. But let me talk to you a minute about, from an old cop, I can tell you about what I've seen in law enforcement and the needs that you must have in your homes to protect yourself and your family. And we'll also be talking about what happens if the, and I'm going to use some terms here because they're important terms, when little green men from outer space attacks our nation. You need to have a way to protect yourself, don't you? Okay, what kind of weapons will you have when little green men attack place. Of course, we'd never shoot at our own police officers or soldiers that would be coming after us, would we now? So we're going to shoot at those little green men from outer space that are coming to enslave us, maybe even eat us. If you've watched any of the movies, sometimes they eat Americans. But anyway, the weapons you want to have in your home to protect yourself if a criminal is crawling through your window at night or banging down your door, knocking your door down and going to come in your house, are different and can very well be different than the weapons you need to shoot little green men who are coming from outer space to take over your nation and enslave you, okay? So if you need, and you do, you need weapons in your home to stop a criminal from coming in your home, or if you're of a mind to, which I am and many Americans are, taking those weapons out in your cars with you and make sure you're protected everywhere you go throughout the city or town, which is a very wise thing to do because the criminals are armed that will come and do a carjacking or rob you or worse. It's good that you be armed. So best thing to do for each family member that's old enough to have a revolver. And I say a revolver because that's where you start. If you have a young person in your home and you don't want to get that young person a semi-automatic pistol, okay, don't get them a semi-automatic pistol. Get them a revolver to start practicing with. 22 is very nice to start practicing with, but up to a 38, okay? But with a young person, you don't want to go over a 38. Caliber, and best to start with smaller calibers with young people and teach them to shoot those revolvers. One thing I like about a revolver, and cops will tell you this, is that they fire every time you pull the trigger. A semi-automatic sometimes does not fire when you pull the trigger. It's jammed. And very seldom ever has a revolver gotten jammed unless you had a squib, which I won't get too technical about what a squib is because it probably won't happen to you. But get revolvers, and they're very reliable. I've had fellow police officers killed in a firefight because their semi-automatics jammed, and they couldn't get the jam released, and they got shot by the bad guys. Okay? But with a revolver, this doesn't happen. All right? You say, but wait a minute, I got 15 rounds in my Glock, 15, 16 rounds in my Glock or my Beretta, and I'd rather have that than 6 rounds in a Smith & Wesson. Well, if you learn your trade well, if you learn how to use these weapons well, I can reload my Smith & Wesson 357 Model 66 as fast as a guy can load another magazine in his 9mm with speed loaders, you know. And so go down to your gun store and talk to the people about speed loaders, and you'll see what I mean. With little practice, it's very easy. But you need to have a good revolver for each member of the home. If you're older, like I am, and my bride is, well, then you can graduate up to semi-automatics because you usually have a revolver there anyway, okay? And so you can go to semi-automatics and learn how to use them. I've got two. I've seen 92FS Berettas, two of those, 9mm. They each hold 16 rounds, and they're very fine weapons. But when I was on duty, the reliability of a wheel gun, which we call a revolver, you can't beat it. I carried a Beretta 9mm as a backup weapon, but my first weapon was a Smith & Wesson Model 66 357 Magnum, okay? Just a little background on weaponry there for your home and for self-protection. I'll give you an example of a family that saved their own lives because they were armed when they were attacked on the streets of Phoenix when we returned. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Out of there. So In this particular case, the officers, and I was one of those officers that took the report, told them that they would probably be dead if they didn't have a way to protect themselves, because this is there was nothing to stop these lowriders from killing their baby along with them. And so, once again, over a million times a year, minimum, Americans use weapons to protect themselves and save their own lives. And so that's just one example. Back to your weaponry now. You have, we talked about revolvers being the most reliable guns there are. A good Colt or a good Smith & Wesson, you can't beat that. It's for a wheel gun, we call them. And get some speed loaders for them and learn how to use them, and you'll feel like a cowboy out there, folks. That's right. And then also, in your home, it's always good to have weapons in your home that the United Nations uses, the calibers of the weapons the United Nations uses. The reason for this is because they use weapons that are pretty standard. They use 9mm, like in your Glocks and your Berettas, the two Berettas I have, 9mm. But as far as weaponry goes, rifles go, it's good to have .223, okay, that the M16 used. And the United Nations use. And the reason we say this is because the UN, the weapons they use, the nations who may very well attack us, many of them use these same weapons, and there'll be plenty of ammunition around, if you know what I mean. Okay? If you have a .223 or a rifle, okay, like a Mini 14 or an M16, something like that. If we get invaded one day, you may find a lot of this ammunition laying around, okay, that you can use. Same with the 9mm pistol, semi-automatic. The UN uses, and many nations use 9mm. So it would be good to have some 9mm pistols along with your revolvers, just in case you need ammunition. Anytime the enemy will bring that ammunition to you. Then another good one is a 308. 308 is a NATO round. It is a United Nations round. It's what I use in my battle rifle, which is a Springfield 308, and a sniper rifle. Okay? It's good for shooting deer. It's good for shooting bad guys that want to come at you and take over your nation. It's good for shooting little green men from outer space that might come in and try to take over your nation. So what I'm saying is, when you buy weapons, think about what the nation's armies are using and get those kind of weapons. Get a 308, good battle rifle, okay? Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of that ammunition around. Okay, if the other nations are using it. 9mm, okay? Get .223, okay, caliber. And so that's the best thing you can do for your home. And then also the old trusty 12-gauge shotgun. Don't forget to have an old 12-gauge shotgun. It can be an old double barrel. It can be a pump shotgun, 12-gauge pump, and there's a lot of them out there. I have an old Mossberg that's for shooting long range, long barrel on it, but then I also have a Riot shotgun with a short barrel loaded with 12-gauge pumpkin ball ammunition and double-aught buck, just in case the enemy comes in numbers and tries to come down the hall of your house with evil intentions. So those are the best things you can have as far as weaponry goes. When we come back, we've got a caller on the line, and we'll go to our caller. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We've got a phone that's kind of acting up. I'm sorry about that. Paul tells me that we're getting a lot of interference over the phone. So I don't know why, but maybe it's cleared up a little bit now. Anyway, if you'd like to call in tonight and talk about anything you'd like to call about, go right ahead, folks. You can call in on our 800 number, 313-9443. 800-313-9443, and we're going to go right now to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack, how's it going?
I'm doing okay, my friend, doing okay, working under a few handicaps here tonight, but seems like we got it going in the right direction.
Well, Jack, I have a very interesting topic, and you'll like this, and it goes right along with what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to present this angle, martial arts. I'm going to use the Okinawan model because it's very similar to the American model.
Yeah.
Which back in Okinawa, the government took away the people's right to bear arms, just like America today.
Uh-huh.
Now I live in an urban area where Massachusetts has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. That is a fact.
Yeah.
Now,
that's true.
Now these farmers were behind the eight ball. What did they do? The nunchucks was originally a rice flailer. They used hand tools. They used anything they can get their hands on. That's how they defended themselves against the government. And same thing when the Chinese martial arts came about in the Shaolin temples. The monks didn't have any way of defending themselves. The government had all the weapons. What did they do? They studied animals and so forth. Simply put, to use a Smith and Wesson, you have to use two hands to use a Smith and Wesson, and the person has to be 21 feet or further. Any closer than that, it's very difficult to hit that person. Simply put, you can be very creative with a baton or a stick. Hit the guy in the collarbone, the fight is over.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Hit the guy in the throat, he's dead.
That's right.
Empty
That's
hands. Right. Tay means empty hand. Tay means way. Karate means the use of the empty hand. That's the gist of it.
That's right, brother. Well, you're speaking some real, very, very true statements there, brother, because many police officers are experts in the martial arts. And we know very well that the takedowns and the ways to stop a attack are there for those that want to put the time in to learn the art. And it's very effective, very effective.
Now, because I studied this, I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I can contribute a good portion to this field, which is very simple. There are martial arts schools that focus on the sport aspect of it. What one has to do is find a school that does not get into the Buddhism, that doesn't get into all this crap.
Right.
It just teaches straight, simple moves in any style. A good instructor will tell you that the advanced moves are the simple moves that these Chinese and Japanese instructors will not show you.
Yeah.
They will teach the Americans the garbage. Back in World War II, they had the Marines do push-ups and taught them the complicated stuff.
Yeah.
Now, in martial arts, you have to have a good foundation in blocking and moving and stuff like that. But what happens is they keep the good stuff to themselves, and we get the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And if we should ever go to war with China, all those Chinese soldiers know the good stuff, and we're going to be dealing with that. This is where I get into the hairy canary stuff. I mean, what would happen if we had Chinese paratroopers drop into our streets? Forget about little green men.
Yes.
We're talking brass tacks here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, I live in an urban area. The style of Wing Chun Kung Fu is designed to be used in an urban area. A lot of martial arts are just not practical. With the flying kicks and stuff like that, which I think is a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
And in the military, you're taught how to take a person down.
That's right.
And simply put, I believe they'll make the use of studying martial arts illegal eventually. What do you think?
Oh, yes, I believe you're right. And like we do in police departments, we don't have, when cadets come in police departments, we don't have the time to teach them 3-4 years of kung fu or taekwondo or those type of things. So we have to teach them the basics of the takedowns and the strikes and so forth and defenses. And it doesn't take very long. It really doesn't. It doesn't take a lot of training to learn the basics on how to stop an attacker, how to end an attack, and how to take down holds and different things like that and strikes. And so, yeah, if you can find a school like that, that's fantastic. But so many of them are the ones that you have to go for years in order to really become proficient. And like you say, it's a bunch of the garbage that they throw in there to keep you coming in for years and years to earn your belts. And if you got caught with a belt, a white belt or whatever belt, in those few years you get attacked, you may not win. But if you learn the things we learned in the police department and the military, you can really be effective with a stick. With empty hand, like you say.
The way I was trained by a street fighter from Haiti. That was one of my instructors out of many.
Yeah.
And I find that the people who have experience in fighting are some of the best instructors around, though I don't endorse that path myself, I am not that flexible. So I have to have a martial art that's going to be like a TV dinner. You have to be able to register the moves in your body right then and there, on the spot. And the sick part is only the military teaches that style. Model mugging is pretty decent, although they do have a very left-wing slant. And there's also a program in Colorado, RMCAT, the Rocky Mountain. I forgot the rest of the acronym. But there are good places out there, but you got to pay for it.
Right. Yes, there is.
And my closing comment is, I think most Americans have their head in the sand because they can take away your guns. The government can just come over to your house, take them away. They can use detectors and all this other stuff. But your hand and your brain, you can pick up a pen and use a pen and know how to use it.
That's right.
I mean, you got Filipino martial arts that teach knives, sticks, empty hand. I mean, to me, I think the Filipino martial arts is the way to go. And half of the Philippines is Muslim.
That's true. Hold on
to your hat, my friend. That's all I got to say.
Okay, brother. Well, that's good points, Jeff. Good points and absolutely accurate what you're saying there. It's much better to be able to take somebody else's gun away and you have a gun than to not have a gun, you know. And there's ways, as you know, if somebody comes after you with a gun, to take that gun away from them and you have it then, or a knife or whatever, you know.
But,
so very wise statements there, Jeff. Thank you.
Knives. I mean, you point out something to interrupt. Knives, it's very difficult to take away a knife. I mean, a lot of people don't realize this, but if a person has a knife in their hand, you don't want to try and grab the guy's knife hand. It's very difficult.
That's right.
And with that piece of contribution, I will let other callers get on.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
Very good material there. Thank you so much for your addition. All right. Bye-bye now. Yes, folks. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And also, it's good exercise to get out there and learn these takedowns and learn these strikes and how to protect yourself. Very wise words, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. Okay, folks, I want to share something with you here real quick, and you can call in too if you'd like to, folks, on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in tonight. I'm just going over some email here people are sending to our police and military associations, and I'm getting them on my laptop computer as long as the mice keep running around in the wheel. Then I get my email on this old laptop. You know, those little mice have to keep running or you don't have power. And so here's what I received from somebody talking about Social Security. Social Security in 1950, folks, and I've got this graph here. In 1950, the ratio of U.S. workers to beneficiaries, that is the people out there working that's paying money in to pay the beneficiaries of Social Security in 1950, were 16 workers for every Social Security beneficiary. That's like your mom and dad, if they're getting Social Security, then there was 16 employees, 16 people actually working jobs in 1950 to pay for one Social Security beneficiary. Now, in 1975, folks, there was 3.5, imagine this, folks, in 25 years. In 25 years, it went from 16 workers for every Social Security recipient down in 1975, 25 years later, to 3.5 workers. 3.5 workers, okay? And 3.5 workers for every Social Security recipient, all right, beneficiary, they call it. Now the ratio is over 3, or it's down to 3-1. Okay, just 3-1 today. And by 2031, if we're still around as a nation, and haven't been enslaved. There won't be Social Security benefits at that time if they put you in the gulag, folks. But by 2031, Social Security Administration figures there'll be two people working for every one person receiving benefits. Okay. This is very interesting to look at this graph here. What is going on, folks? What's going on? Well, it was intriguing for me about 10 years ago to hear that the government was very concerned about not enough people working and paying into Social Security to support this Social Security system. And 10 years ago, folks, the amount of people that they needed to be paying into Social Security that were not paying into Social Security, in other words, people out there working that would pay Social Security taxes from their paychecks, it was identical to the amount of children that had been aborted in the womb. You understand what I'm saying? 10 years ago, just about 10 years ago, might have been 8 years ago or something like that, but I had heard that the government stated they needed so many millions more. I think it was like 37 or 38 million people to be paying into Social Security. And at that time, there was like 38 million babies that had been aborted. Very interesting, isn't it, folks? In other words, babies that would never grow up to pay in to Social Security. Interesting how things work out, isn't it, folks, when you disobey God and you break God's laws. Yes, the government is murdering through their promotion of abortion. They're murdering the people that would be paying in, the babies that would be growing up to pay into Social Security, and now they've got this big hole in it, okay? All right, Paul, who's on the line? Tom in Colorado. Brother Tom, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. I like your show. I'm surprised that an ex-law enforcement officer and a military person could have an interesting call-in show. I know Tex Mars, he has a good one.
Yes, very true.
I'm still kind of surprised, but I mean, I really like it compared to some of the other stuff that's out there on the shortwave. Do we stay on topic today?
No, Tom. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm a kind of a disenfranchised person. I don't vote anymore and stuff, but I've kind of been studying a long time ago. I got into all kinds of things about whether or not the Germans, put millions of Jews in gas chambers and like the white Aryan nations type, like their material they would put out and this and that.
Yes.
And I've kind of swung the other way. I learned a lot about the British Empire and how they would lie about people around the world and then slaughter them, steal their land, and just. Cecil Rhodes, he did that in Africa, and I kind of side with the Chinese on the Opium War, which the United States was with England, and so was his European allies. I can't see how that position is defensible to go bring opium from India and bring it over to China and start. So what happened with me, and they would get these Chinese goods, of course, for it, but it was bad for the Chinese people, but... But I kind of swung all the way. So these days, when I listen to shortwave, Alex Jones complains all the time about these police state oppressive measures.
Yeah.
And I kind of see this as being a racial issue, sort of, in that the white English people don't seem to be, doing that much manufacturing and all these other low-wage jobs or just whatever. They don't... There now, when you look at these budgets, you know, this is mostly all educated white-skinned English people that get this money and they're... They're doing this crackdown, and no one ever points that out, that we all hound on these illegal aliens and these communist Chinese. But look at who's really getting all this money and who's really in favor of all this oppression in this police state. It's this white English people, you know. And
uh-huh.
It's sort of a continuum from the British Empire into this last century, the United States of America. We just slaughter these people. And then now we got this new oppressive system with these white English people in there. Everyone says, well, it's the Nazis. It's Adolf Hitler. And I always hear that I thought all the time on show was they always say that, and I always think to myself, hey, these are all white-skinned, educated white-skinned English people who are in these jobs that are doing this to people all around the world, and these are. I'm really kind of swung the other way. I just wanted to call in and throw that in there about the racial, my racial kind of take off.
Yeah.
And now the last point I wanted just to make is that, you know, everybody is critical on shortwave about the United States for all these reasons, and they're all valid reasons, and you are really good at pointing out these reasons, you know. But me, myself, I mean, why don't they just go all the way and just say, hey, I hate the United States of America. Everyone says, I love the USA, but I'm really critical about abortion and this and that and the other thing. Well, why don't I just say, hey, I hate the USA, you know?
Very
interesting. Go ahead and you can answer that later, why you don't say that, you know?
Yes. Okay, brother. Well, listen, Tom, thank you for calling in. Very interesting thoughts you have there and information. Okay, hope you'll call back again. All right. Okay, folks, we're taking a break. We'll be back and close out the hour with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the program. We only have a few minutes left here, and I want to tell you that I won't be with you tomorrow night, but I have a guest host coming on, Officer Rick Dalton from the Mesa Police Department. Now, he's retired, but he's an outstanding man, and I think you'll really enjoy what he has to tell you. He was my chief investigator on the Matthews Call executions, Sheriff Dean Matthews and Gordon Call. So he'll be back. He'll be with you tomorrow night while I'll be on the road with my bride. So stay tuned for that tomorrow night. I think you'll really enjoy Officer Rick Dalton. Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, I was going to say something different, but that Tom guy from Colorado made me think about something else.
Okay.
And I'm a white English-speaking person, non-Hispanic.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And like earlier this spring, a 15-year-old white girl, I'm about 48 myself, but this 15-year-old white non-Hispanic white teenage girl,
yes,
was shot with a handgun by this Hispanic kid about the same age, last name Garcia. And when something like that happens, I'm angry and I hate that. It's not that but I'm not going to say I hate America, you know.
Yeah,
I just
right.
hate when something like that happens. And if I had any kids, I wouldn't even let my daughter go out with one of those Hispanics, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel.
Well, we've got a lot of great American Spanish people in this nation that have been here for years and years. I've got a lot of them that I lived with in South Phoenix for years, and they're great Americans. And I don't want to get in tonight the racial thing of intermarrying, that kind of thing, because we don't have enough time, Jeff.
Mm.
But I understand what you're saying, but there's so many illegal alien criminals coming in today anytime they want to right across that border, so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to clarify something because I called in to Alex Jones, and the way it sounds to me, you don't think necessarily that every time the like these Iraqis are doing suicide bombings against American soldiers in Iraq.
Yes.
And Alex just seems like he automatically thinks the government did like that in England.
Uh-huh.
He seems to think that you agree with him all the time that it's always the government that does these terrorist things if it isn't right there in Iraq.
Well, no, it's not. It's not always the government, and I don't think he believes that either. Because when we go over there and we kill Iraqi people,
yeah,
a lot of the indigenous people stand up and shoot us and blow us up. Definitely, it's not just the government doing those things, Jeff.
Yeah, it's just self-defense for them, and
that's right.
I think that. Like that other guy was talking about martial arts, and I took some karate with some Iranians once, and he said, when somebody hits me, I don't want to turn the other cheek. I want to hit back twice as hard. They want to hit back twice as hard. That's why they will come over and do these things to us twice as hard, just like that Iranian said in the karate thing, you know.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Huh?
Time for tonight, okay?
All right.
Okay. Boy, this phone is acting up. Man, I don't know what's going on. I hope it's the phone line and not the phone equipment. But anyway, I hope you have. And I'll be back with you. I'll be with you tomorrow night. To all of you out there, and don't, this old cop truly does love you, America. And you do. Good night.
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.